Mason, do you know what time it is?
Summertime?
True, but the answer I was really looking for was, it's time for CoServe's annual meeting.
Woohoo! Actually, what's so special about this meeting?
Bro, this isn't just any meeting, it's the annual meeting. The annual meeting, the annual meeting.
Jokes written in all caps don't always translate to spoken word.
That doesn't mean I can't try, she said in all caps.
Meta.
Wait, you haven't actually been to a CoServe annual meeting, have you?
Nope, still got my newbie card since I started last December.
You're probably not the only one who hasn't been to the meeting. And some of our listeners might be wondering what this annual meeting is all about.
Let's find out.
CoServe Electric holds an annual meeting each year to review company highlights and conduct company business that includes announcing the voting results of CoServe's Board of Directors election. In most years, we have prizes, giveaways, free food, and fellowship.
You had me at free food.
Right? Since 1975, the University of North Texas Coliseum in Denton has served as the main location for the annual meeting.
Whoop whoop, mean green.
In recent years, 3,000 to 4,000 people have attended the meeting, which doesn't sound like a good idea in the time of COVID-19. So, to protect the health and safety of our members and employees, CoServe's 2020 annual meeting will not be conducted at the Coliseum.
Uh-oh, are we Zoomifying the annual meeting?
Basically, but you don't need to worry about finding a sweet virtual background. A 30-minute business meeting will be broadcast online from CoServe headquarters on Thursday, July 16th. Because of continuing concerns over the COVID-19 pandemic, no public in-person attendance will be allowed either. But fear not, you can still participate virtually. Hop onto CoServe.com at 3 p.m. on Thursday, July 16th to be a part of it.
How long has CoServe had an annual meeting?
Since the beginning of time.
Wow.
CoServe was incorporated in May 1937, and the first annual meeting was conducted 14 months later on July 26, 1938, at Denton City Hall.
Oh, so the beginning of CoServe time.
Exactly.
Ah, okay, I'm tracking with you.
Since CoServe began in 1937, we have held an annual meeting every year, except for 3 years during World War II. This year will be number 80.
Woohoo, our golden birthday.
I don't think that's how that term works.
Our bronze birthday?
Sure.
You mentioned an election. Who are members electing?
CoServe members elect other members to serve on the CoServe Electric Board of Directors. Like we talked about in our Capital Credits episode, CoServe has a cooperative business model. One of the cool things about being a part of the co-op is you receive democratic member control. The members who get elected become a part of the co-op's governing body. Again, the men and women elected to the board are CoServe members themselves, not CoServe employees. They oversee operations of CoServe, and they work together to represent the best interests of their fellow members.
Geez, Sierra, you really know your stuff.
Mm-hmm. Election season is my favorite season.
Is it really?
Actually, fall is.
Oh. So how do members vote?
The official ballots are mailed inside the front cover of the Texas Co-op Power magazine, along with a pre-addressed envelope. Many CoServe members already receive this monthly magazine, but if you don't normally receive it, keep an eye out for a special copy of the magazine with the ballot this month. See, it looks like this.
That's a picture of Uncle Sam, Sarah.
Oh, whoops, wrong magazine. Here it is.
Okay. I see it, but our listeners can't.
Oops. My bad. Okay. I guess I'm just building up the suspense for our listeners so they check their mailboxes. Anywho, the voting results are announced during the meeting.
I'm definitely feeling the suspense. It sounds like being able to vote for the CoServe Board of Directors is a privilege by itself. Are there any additional incentives that might encourage members to vote in this year's election?
I'm glad you asked. Each successfully completed ballot received by 5 p.m. on Friday, July 10th, 2020, will be entered in a random drawing of 50 $100 bill credits that will be conducted by a third party.
Who doesn't want a shot at a $100 bill credit, especially now that it's summertime?
Dang, full circle references.
CoServe has given away pickup trucks at past annual meetings, right?
We sure have, but not this year.
Well, we'll have to pick up on that topic another time. Okay, I have one last question. How can I get food for this year's meeting?
While we wish we could personally deliver barbecue to every viewer's home, you'll probably have to make some brisket or popcorn or a PB&J sandwich yourself. We can all look forward to the possibility of eating and fellowshipping together in 2021.
I, soda, can't wait.
Nice. For more information and any updates about this year's meeting, visit coserve.com/annual meeting. We hope to see you all online at 3 p.m. on July 16th.
If you're a member and you need a replacement ballot, or if you have questions about your ballot or even how to vote, please contact Survey and Ballot Systems at 866-909-3549 or support@directvote.net. And we'll put that phone number and email in the show notes in this podcast episode in case you're driving and you don't want to drive unsafely.
If you have a question you'd like us to answer on the show, email us at podcast@coserve.com. We'd love to hear from you.
You can also record your question on the voice memo app on your phone and email that to us. Everybody loves hearing their voice on the radio, don't they?